last night was, I suppose, a very tricky one for the staff, and that temperatures dropped particularly early. They increased again slightly and they dropped again. It is challenging. It was challenging this morning. We've seen a number of accidents on a number of routes. Currently, we're not going to be able to salt every route. I understand that. I think every councillor understands that. But there are a number of routes that should be added to the winter maintenance plan. Key routes. We're pumping money into local link services right now across the country, and some of these routes aren't being salted. So, look, I have and have outlined concerns in relation to the maintenance plan for some time, and I didn't support the passing of the winter maintenance plan last week. So, look, it does need more resources to put another route in place across Sligo, Catherine. We need another vehicle. Another vehicle requires more salt, for example. It needs two more drivers. So the currently there are 7 salt routes activated across Sligo, and we need to introduce an additional route.
But the council say, and they have said, that it ultimately comes down to a funding issue. So what will change really going forward if the money isn't there to provide more resources and to add more routes to the programme?
Yeah, look, and that's correct. But I suppose we have to be realistic. If we have a winter maintenance plan being passed at local authority level, the members have to buy into that plan. They have to agree with that plan, and that plan should be reviewed on a yearly basis. And that isn't being done in our county, hasn't been done for some time. And there lies the problem, or part of the problem. We have to ensure critical routes to hospital networks, educational networks, local link routes have to be gritted, have to be salted. And that's why I do believe that the current winter maintenance plan is not fit for purpose. You've mentioned about resources. I do believe government should be doing more in terms of resource than local authorities across the country to support them with increasing salt winter maintenance networks.